Welcome to the Art of Tuning In podcast with Maria Furlano, sharing insights, tools, and conversations to inspire your energetic well-being. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Maria Furlano. Thank you so much, as always, for joining me today. I appreciate it so much. And today I want to talk about really tuning in to what's going on in our life. And I'll, of course, explain more, and this will make more sense as we go. This is a very current topic right now with this episode, and it has to do, of course, with all of the strife, all of the pain that's going on, specifically in the United States, but this is all around the world. And currently, racism continues, and we are dealing with Asian Americans who have been being attacked for a long time with specific COVID issues. And I had a friend a couple days ago who reached out to me. Now, I've known this friend for years and years and years, and she knew that I was upset. First of all, on my entire in-law side, are all Asian Americans. She knew I was a little bit, you know, worried, concerned, and that I was being really quiet, wasn't really answering her texts. I had kind of gone inside. And she reached out and she said, I want to know how you are, but I don't want to overstep a boundary. And it made me think about how we really need each other to reach out. We really need each other to speak up. One of the greatest things, one of the many, but something that really had huge impact on me after the murder of Mr. George Floyd was when I was listening to the African American community and really trying to learn more about how to communicate, was a constant theme shared by the African American community about speaking up, not being quiet, not hoping it will go away. And I'm not talking about speaking and having, you know, huge rallies or going and marching down the street. It's about speaking to each other. It's about speaking to those closest to you. It's about speaking to your neighbors, your neighborhood, your family. When we learn to really tune in to what's going on in our world, we learn to really face issues, energy, emotions in a more open way. And I think what happens, and I know that this can happen for me, is we'll tend to coil up or recoil from what's going on, hoping to avoid it, hoping it'll go away. But what we need now more than ever, and what we've needed for quite a while, it's not only now, is to really connect. So I'd like to put out a suggestion today that when you see somebody and you ask them how they are, really, really mean it. Saying to someone, how are you? How are you doing? And really meaning it, not just walking by, as is our tradition here in the United States. You know, you tend to walk past somebody and say, how are you? And then you just keep walking. It's not really a question. I'm talking about really saying, how are you? And being present in that moment with another person. I'm not saying you have to go out and do this for 10 hours a day, but learning how to be more present in everything that we're going through is going to bring out these pearls of wisdom, not only within ourselves, but in each other and in the world. We're given an opportunity right now to really face things, to really listen, to really pay attention, to really tune in. And avoiding can cause us much more pain than actually stepping into it. But we can be afraid. It's that resistance part. Being able to talk to somebody about how you're feeling, being able to share, being able to get angry, and then being able to relax, being able to cry, and then being able to laugh. If you are someone who has a hard time reaching out, maybe try asking someone else how they are and really being present. Don't wait for somebody to ask you. Try to be present yourself for someone else. And I just wanted to bring this up today because I know that there's a lot of pain and there's a lot of fear going on and there's a lot of anger, and there should be. All of those things, there should be. And this has been going on for way too long, and it may feel to a lot of people that there's just no end in sight, but the only thing that can change is being present and being fully in the energy of what is going on so that we can create change. When we avoid these difficult conversations, or when we don't speak up, or when we can't just hold our grounding and our space for someone else, we just perpetuate this energy of fear and of avoidance and of really wishful thinking that it's all going to go away. And there'll always be opposites of energy. There always will. It's just part of, you know, in Chinese medicine, medical qigong, we talk about the yin and the yang. The yin and the yang are opposites that support each other, and we'll always have opposites, but we can support each other better by creating clearer communication. And I think we're in a time right now where we have to relearn how to communicate. In a world where we're listening to a lot of people speaking at us through our media, through, you know, our online social, where we're seeing a lot of information written, and it's just communication where we're taking that communication in alone, like through our devices, it's creating a space where we're not having a free flow of communication. It's just kind of like, I'm going to spit out my information at you, and however you take it in, that's however you take it in. So it's really important, I feel, in our communities, with the loved ones closest to us, with our family members, with our neighbors, to just stop and look in each other's eyes and say, how are you today? And listen. And we may have to wait a moment, because I don't know about you, but the last time somebody really asked me how I was and I realized that they really meant it, they actually expected me to respond with an honest answer, I was shocked. And it took me a little while to actually realize that they wanted to have a conversation. So this is new. This is new for us. And the more that we step into this space, it'll be more and more comfortable. But give it a try. Give it a try. See how you feel. See how our neighbors feel. See how our friends feel. So many people right now are going through so much and keeping it in. They're showing a bright face outside. They're not showing their emotions. They're hiding. You may have no idea that someone needs you. You may have no idea that you might change their entire direction of their day just by being present for them for a few moments. And of course, it helps us. It helps, you know, the person being present as well. It's a completely two-way street. So just a thought. I know that there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of fear, and I know that it can feel like you have no way to change it. Like, what can I do? And that hopeless feeling is just horrible. It's disempowering. I really believe the way that we can empower ourselves, the way that we can empower our surroundings, our environment, and the way that we can literally shift the energy of where we are is by connecting honestly, is by connecting authentically. It doesn't even have to be very long. It's just the quality of the presence. It's literally looking and being present. It can be for 5 seconds. If it's real, it makes an impact. So I hope that that helps anyone who may be struggling today. I know that I have personally been struggling. Being able to really speak honestly with my friend really helped. Just being able to have her hold her presence for me and know that she was there makes a huge difference. I'm passing it along to others, and I hope you will too. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more and elevate your energetic well-being, I invite you to visit theartoftuningin.com, where you can learn all about our online studio. I look forward to meeting you there.